This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad, Kharka with news. How top stories first. Ghode Jatra Festival, also known as Horse Racing Day, is being celebrated today. COVID-19 Crisis Management Center urges all to adopt further precaution against COVID-19, citing increasing coronavirus cases. And India administers more than 100 million doses of coronavirus vaccines amid second wave of infections. Now the news in detail. The Ghode Jatra Festival, also known as Horse Racing Day, is being celebrated today. As per the lunisolar calendar, the day falls every year on the day of Chaitra Krishnaunshi. According to popular belief, a demon named Guru Mapa, who is believed to live in a tree under the southeast side of Tudikal, used to take away the children of the city. And the locals are believed to have killed the demon by various means, and locals fear that the demon's ghost would wake up again and harm the children. And citing this reason, the soul of Guru Mapa is trampled by a horse every year on the day of Chaitra Krishnaunshi. Meanwhile, a special program has been organized by Nepal Army at Army Pavilion in Tudikal, Kathmandu. And according to Nepal Army, only one-third of the guests have been invited to the program due to the increasing risk of coronavirus in Kathmandu Valley. On this day, Nepal Army team demonstrates Nepali Army cavalry and horse riding sports and martial arts. President Vidyadevi Bhandari is to honor 452 persons with various decorations, titles and medals on the day of Nepali New Year 2078. And they will be honored for their contribution to the nation from various areas of service. According to a statement issued by the Decorations Committee, the ceremony will take place on the 14th of April at the Presidential Palace in Sital Niwas. And the decorations and medals are being provided on the recommendation of the Government of Nepal and Council of Ministers. The COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, CCMC, has urged everyone to adopt further precaution against COVID-19 in the wake of increasing coronavirus infection as the second wave. The CCMC meeting on Saturday concluded that there is a need for caution against the virus, as the new variant of coronavirus has been detected in Nepal as well. And the decision was also made to make the CCMC active in districts and health desks at transits in neighbouring India and China, and to increase antigen tests for the infection. Two persons have died and seven others injured when a van skidded up the road at Rampur of Bharatpur Metropolis 19. The incident took place this morning while a van was heading to Sharada Nagar from Bharatpur, and the identity of the deceased is yet to be established. Altogether, 19 persons were injured in the Biscuit Jatra, a chariot pulling festival that began in Bharatpur on Saturday. Radha Bhaktapur on Saturday. Some were injured after falling off the chariot, while some were injured in clashes that took place among the rebellers. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. India has administered more than 100 million doses of coronavirus vaccines amid a deadly second wave of infections. The country has been reporting an average of more than 90,000 cases of COVID-19 every day since the 1st of April. And everyone above the age of 45 is now eligible for jabs, which are available at vaccination centres and hospitals. And most of the doses have been given so far to the frontline workers and people above the age of 60. Eight miners are reported to have been rescued and 21 remain trapped in a coal mine in China's Xinjiang region after flooding cut power underground and disrupted communications. The state news agency Xinhua said that the accident happened in Pyongyang coal mine in Huckabee County on Saturday evening when staff was upgrading the site. More than 80 people are reported to have been killed by Myanmar security forces in a crackdown on a protest in the city of Bagaw. Activists say military have taken away the bodies of those killed and the true number of deaths may never be accurately established. More than 600 people have been killed since last month's military coup in Myanmar. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Phudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Ghode Jatra Festival, also known as Horse Racing Day, is being celebrated today. COVID-19 Crisis Management Center urges all to adopt further precaution against COVID-19, citing increasing coronavirus cases. And India administers more than 100 million doses of coronavirus vaccines amid second wave of infections. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Phudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.